KFC is not something you would immediately consider as being good for chickens, but the wire's Lauren Gillin met the man who's trying to change the meaning of those famous letters.
Most people are aware of the plight of battery hens. Despite increasing sales of free-range eggs, there are still about 11 million hens living in cages throughout Australia. They produce 80% of eggs sold. I spoke to Green Dean about the KFC, or Kindness for Chickens, project. The project rescues and rehabilitates caged and free-range chickens that are no longer commercially productive, saving them from slaughter. Can you just tell me how the KFC project started?
So as part of my business, I teach people to keep chickens, and occasionally we have to rescue a few chooks, or people surrender chooks, and we get to put them to people's backyards and things like that. So we started to think how we could get a lot more out of cages and out of the farms, and so we started to sort of think about how we could formalise that process, and decided that we would create an organisation or a project as such called the KFC Project, which stands for Kindness for Chickens.
Okay.
And it enables us to get a lot more out of cages than just dribs and drabs here and there.
Okay. And do the operators give them to you, or how do you come about?
We develop a relationship with some of the cage egg farms, and we have to purchase the chickens for a small price per bird, and we just go out and usually just call the day before and say we'd like X amount tomorrow, and we go out and they're usually the ones that they sell us or surrender to us are at the end of their commercial productivity, and just because of the conditions they're in the cage, their productivity has dropped off of laying, so they're deemed commercially unproductive. Of course, once they're rescued and rehabbed a little bit, they go on to lay consistently, for years to come.
And when you say they're commercially unproductive, what would happen to them if you didn't take them?
Once they've reached a stage, and it's generally getting towards 12 months old, and the conditions they're in the cages, they age very quickly, they're featherless, they're not happy chickens. So if there's no one to take them, and the various groups that take them would be rescue groups like ourselves, people can go out privately and get chickens for backyards and farms. They would be culled, so the ones that are not saved or go on to other industries are culled, and they would be culled to make fertiliser or compost. Sometimes they're taken by other industries to what the term that's used is boiler, so they'd be used to make food industries to make chicken stock and chicken products, and there are other industries that do take them. The crabbing and fishing industries will often take hundreds at a time to use in crab traps, so it's not always a great fate, but they're rarely wasted, if you know what I mean.
What sort of reaction do you get from the operators?
They're quite good. Over the years they've had people go out and abuse them and protests and campaigns and stuff, so they're quite thick-skinned. I guess the thing for us to remember is it's all about the chickens and they're rescuing as many as we can. So they're very open, and we tell them what we're doing. They know my project and they're all for it. At the end of the day, as bad as it is to keep the chickens in the cages, they're also happy to see that the chickens are going on to better homes. It's a little bit of a contradiction, I guess, but they are actually very pro what we're doing.
What sort of condition are the chickens in when you rescue them?
Generally, they, because of the fluctuations in temperatures in the shed, so during the night this time of year, it's very, very cold, especially for a naked chicken, and then of a day it's quite hot in there. So most of them we find 50% would be almost completely naked. They've lost all their feathers. And they do grow back 3 months later. They look like an entirely different chicken. But most of them certainly have their rump and their chest would be quite naked just from rubbing in cages and sitting. And also because there's nothing to do, they tend to eat each other and their own feathers for protein and things like that. They can be quite nervous and hostile because they've been mishandled. They can have digestive problems and just generally quite stressed. And of course, the industry requires them to be de-beaked. So the top end of the top beak is trimmed off when they're baby chickens to stop them cannibalising and pecking each other. So generally they find it a bit hard to eat as well and things like that.
How long do they live for after they've been rescued, and what sort of quality of life can they have?
We get them, and once we bring them back, from the farms, they go into to holding areas, which are a chicken run that's soil and garden. And within hours, the instinct has kicked in. They're scratching, they're dust bathing, they're eating, they're drinking, they're eating greens. And as I say, you know, 3 to 4 months later, when they've refeathered, they just look like normal, beautiful chickens. And you could expect, if the conditions are right and they're well looked after, for them to go on to live 5, 6, sometimes 7 years.
There is a lot of hype surrounding free-range eggs at the moment. Do you think this signals a change in consumer demands, and will there still be a demand for cage eggs in the future?
There's over 85% of eggs in supermarkets sold are still caged eggs. From caged to probably the cheaper end of free-range, you're only looking at $2 difference. So, you know, if people are thinking about transitioning, it's a matter of $2 that really does make a difference. But the industry is changing. 2014 is the date that cage eggs will be illegal. So they are transitioning. And while the bottom end of free-range farming is not ideal, it's certainly much better for the chickens. They're able to scratch at least and jump around. And however, there is a big push at the moment to increase the number of birds per hectare from, you know, 5 to 15 or 20,000. So there's various things going on in the industry at any given time.